Dr. Thompson said the notion that 99% of people will recover from COVID-19 is false. He said statistics have shown that a lot of people continue to die from COVID-19 while others develop long COVID.
There's a common question that getting the virus naturally is better than getting the vaccine. It has never been the case. They used to say that about measles again. This thing that 99% of people recover is false because a certain amount of people die. We've seen that in the BVI and 23 deaths. And we are also seeing the amount of hospitalizations. And we're then seeing long COVID. So if you think it's better to rub up and get the virus and feel well, you have it. First of all, the immunity from getting it naturally doesn't last long, more longer than a few months. It starts to wane. And secondly, if you get the virus, we don't know if it's going to kill you, or we don't know if it is going to put you in a hospital and damage your lungs and your kidneys and all that kind of stuff. And we don't know whether you are going to really come out of that hospital the same type of person that you went in.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, the government of Trinidad and Tobago has accepted the offer of 82,030 doses of WHO-approved COVID-19 vaccines from the government of Canada. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in St. Kitts Nevis since the outbreak now stands at 600. Internationally, China's president said the country will strive to provide 2 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world this year and donate $100 million to the international vaccine distribution system known as COVAX. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron said France will offer COVID booster shots to the elderly and vulnerable from September, joining a growing list of countries offering third vaccine shots to fight new virus variants. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.